It's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious How's That Committee, starring me. My name is Tobe. I'm your chairman, and I'm also your umpire for The Dubious How's That Committee tournament, which starts today, which starts right about now. So, let's get into it. As you have probably figured out, How's That is a game, and we're going to play it. You probably figured that out from context. But anyway, what kind of game is this, you ask? Well, technically speaking, this is a dice game. A dice game that simulates a game of cricket. You know how much I love cricket. And this is a version that you can play at home with dice, or with pencils, or with little long dice that are made specifically for the game. However, we're not going to do it that way. What I have done is I have written a computer program in the great computer language of BASIC. And what we're going to do is we're going to just type some team names into the program and let the program run and see who wins. It's going to automatically play the dice game for us. We don't have to pay any attention to it whatsoever, other than to see who wins and who loses. If you're wondering about the name, How's That? It's basically a contraction of how is that? A question. How's that? And the reason that it's named that is that in cricket, a game that is much like baseball in the sense that a guy is throwing a ball and a guy is trying to hit the ball with a bat, whenever outs are made, they're not really automatic. The bowling, the pitching team, the team that is on defense, so to speak, has to actually ask the umpire for a ruling. So if the batter hits the ball and a guy catches it, then everybody turns to the umpire and says, "How's that?" And then the umpire will indicate whether or not that's an out. And so you get a lot of people saying, "How's that?" a lot. And so that's why this game is called How's That? Now I've set up some brackets and I've entered all the people's names who have decided to be a part of this tournament, including myself and my cat. And I have even added some various filler some filler teams just to round out the brackets. This will be a double elimination tournament. And at some point in time, I will post the brackets or some semblance of them on the bulletin board so you can find them there if you're curious. In addition to that, if you want to see the program and or run the program, just email me. I'm at tobe@sdf.org. And I will send you back the program and give you an URL for the environment in which this program runs. It actually runs in an online compiler, interpreter, whatever you want to call it, that I think is written in Java, of all things. It's a hoot. You'll dig it. I am currently running a test game on my computer as we speak. It's dogs versus cats. The dogs are up to bat. They're in the 26th over. They've got 9 wickets down and 210 runs. Oop, there goes the last wicket. It was a leg before wicket out. So the dogs have 210 runs, 210 points, and the cats are up to bat. And I've even added in this program some little details, and it says, "Here comes the delivery, no run. Here comes the delivery, no run. Here comes the delivery, and it's a hit, 2 runs." So at the start of the first over, no wickets, meaning no outs for the cats yet, and there's 10 for each team. And the cats currently have 3 runs. Oh no! And in the middle of the first over, A wicket went down, another leg before wicket. So the Cats now have one out, six runs, and they are chasing 210. They have to get more than 210 runs to win. And this will go on for a while. A complete simulation of this game can take anywhere between 2 minutes and, up to about an 2 minutes, I should say 20 minutes, up to about an hour. But that's really rare. These average around 25, 30 minutes. They go as long as 40, 45. And in some odd circumstances, they can go much longer because this is random. It's all dice rolling. And they're running and they're running. So if you want to know a little bit more about the program itself or the game itself that the program simulates, you can find some information on the game at Wikipedia under How's That, spelled O-W-Z-T-H-A-T. And that'll explain how the game is played, and that'll give you some understanding of the mechanics of the computer program. And we're just going to let this keep on running. Oh, the Cats just hit a boundary four. It's over 5.3 wickets, one runs, 29, chasing 210. So we'll see how that goes. And if for some reason you are only just now hearing about this tournament will run for at least a week, if not longer, until it's all played out. If this is the first time you're hearing of this and you want to be involved, if you want to play, all you need to do is send me an email at tobe@sdf.org and I will sign you up. You don't really need a team name or anything. I'll just use your username or your name or whatever you want to send me, and I'll stick you into the brackets. Where are we with the Cats versus Dogs game? Oh, we're on the fifth ball of the ninth over. Here comes the delivery, no run. Sixth ball of the over, here comes the delivery, and it's a hit, one run. So at the beginning of the 10th over, the Cats have two wickets. They're up to 58 runs, and they're chasing 210. They are sort of on target to win. So it's looking good for the Cats team. So let's get on to some other subject matter, and I will update you as to the results of this game when they come in. As of right now, Cats are up to 87 runs, still with only two outs, two wickets down. Right, so in other news, where did I put my little slip of paper? Here it is. I've been doing some research for a different game. This is an actual real game that you can play on top of a table. And you will remember me speaking of it the last week or so. I'm working on Rat Patrol. And Rat Patrol is a World War II themed game that takes place in the North African theater that is based on the 60s television show of the same name. And whereas I haven't actually thought up any rules yet, and that won't be difficult, I've done this enough times that I can crank out these rules pretty fast. But right now, what I'm doing is research on how much this is going to cost me to put together. These games have playing pieces, and this game, the playing pieces are actually teeny tiny models, little tanks, World War II tanks, specifically Panzer III's version F and or G. Among others, but there's jeeps involved and Kubelwagens and other armor. And one player plays the Rat Patrol, and that player gets two jeeps. And that guy with the two jeeps has to fight the German player who has some number of different armor. It can depend on the scenario, but he could have a couple tanks or a Kubelwagen and an armored car with a machine gun on it, or any number of other options, a couple of trucks. And so what will happen is, these guys will then fight on a tabletop that is landscaped and has terrain, and they will act out various scenarios such as the Rat Patrol having to blow up a fuel dump before, you know, anybody catches them doing it. So I gotta find pieces. I gotta find the little models. I gotta find the Jeeps and the tanks and the armored cars to play this game with. And I'm doing this in 1/285th scale, which is about 1/300th scale, sometimes known as 6mm. And there are a couple companies who produce models in this size for just this application. My favorite company is a company called PFC CNC. And they make decent models, and they're fairly cheap. There's another company, sort of the standard in the industry, called GHQ. And they also make these little models, and theirs tend to be a little bit more expensive. However, although they are more expensive, they sometimes come with more accessories. And on occasion, sometimes the models are a little bit more detailed. So as an example, I gotta buy Jeeps. Well, I can buy 5 Jeeps for $4.50 from CNC, or I can get 8 Jeeps for $12 from GHQ. So, you know, the first reaction is, oh, well, go with CNC since you only need 2 Jeeps. Well, the problem here is that the Jeeps at CNC are just Jeeps. But if you spend the $12 for the 8 Jeeps at GHQ, you also get 4 trailers and a whole bunch of different machine guns that you can put in the back of the Jeeps. And now this is pretty critical for Rat Patrol, because in Rat Patrol, the Jeeps need big machine guns on the back. So I might have to buy the Jeeps from GHQ and buy everything else from CNC. Another example being the Kubelwagen, sort of the German staff car or Jeep, at CNC is 6 for $450. But you can't buy them by themselves from GHQ. They come with an entire recon and command pack of other pieces that we don't need for the game. So I don't want to buy those from GHQ. The tanks, the German tanks in the desert, the Panzers, the Panzer IIIs, the best deal is from CNC. You can get 5 Panzers for $7, or you can buy them in bulk and get 17 for $20. That's a pretty good deal. So I want to get some of those. Don't know how many I want to buy, because I really don't need that many. I'm only going to need like 2 at the most. But still, then I could have lots of Panzers. Blah, blah, blah. What else? The Germans are often seen driving around in a half track that has a mortar in the back. And sometimes they got a truck with a machine gun on it. And those half tracks with the mortars are 4 for $4.50 from CNC. So I got to get some of those. And then there's the question of guys. Do I actually want to have any little miniature men? Little infantry guys. Well, I might have to buy some to put in the Jeeps if I buy CNC Jeeps, but the GHQ Jeeps come molded with a guy driving, so it's like, eh, I don't really need that. But I will need gunners and all this stuff, so you can get 50 little infantrymen for $7, either German Africa Corps guys or United States infantry. And I probably will only need one bag of those. And these guys are tiny, 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 tiny. Barely more than 1/4 inch tall. They're going to be fun to paint. Oh boy. Not really looking forward to it. Oh, and I look up and I notice that the cricket game is over. Yeah, look at this. Final result. Dogs total runs 210. Cats total runs 211. The cats win by 3 wickets. That means they beat the dog's score and still had 3 outs left over, 3 wickets left. So if you were to read this score in the paper, you would see cats by 3 wickets. And that's how we play automatic. How's that? But to get back to my Rat Patrol game, what was I talking about? Yeah, so I gotta spend about, oh, maybe $30 to put all this together, the irony being I will only use about $10 worth of models. If anybody else out there who's listening wants to get in on this, I can get you an entire Rat Patrol set for much cheaper. Just because we can buy the stuff in bulk and then break out the packs so everybody has their own individual set. So if you're interested, let me know. Email me, tobe@sdf.org. And you'll probably be able to get an entire Rat Patrol set for $20 or less. And I have a feeling that this will probably mean that I will also paint them for you. These models don't come painted. They're just, like pewter, right? They're just cast metal. But once I get them, I will have to paint them all up. So if you want to be a part of this, since I got to paint them all anyway, I might as well paint some for you. You're going to get away pretty cheap. And you'll also get a free set of rules if you really, really need them. So, you know, get a hold of me if you want to be a part of this, because I can't really afford to spend this much on, you know, $6 worth of models or however much it'll be. You know, what is it really? I don't know. $12 or $15. Not even quite $20. So, once again, if you're interested, contact me. And now, it's time to get the dubious How's That Committee tournament started officially. So, we're going to start the first official game, and the first game is going to be between me and my cat Pippa. Everybody loves Pippa. But I'm going to flip a coin here. Where's my coin? I just had it. We got to determine who. Here we go. Who bats first? Flipping the coin onto the ground. Let's pick it back up because we need to determine whose heads, whose tails. The heads will bat first. I'll be heads. My cat Pippa will be tails. Flipping the coin, it falls onto the floor. It is heads. I am up first. So we type that into the computer. Which team will bat first? Tobe. Enter. And then which team will field? And we type in Pippa. Pippa. Pippa, Pippa. And we're off. Here comes the first ball. No run. Second ball, no run. I need a hit. Third ball, it's a long roller. It rolls over the boundary. Four runs. And then the fifth ball, no run. Uh-oh. Fifth ball, boom. Bold, got stumped. Meaning the ball hit the wicket. It broke the wicket. My first guy is out. One out for me, four runs, and we're still in the first over. Huh, that's not so great for my first batter. You know, usually you're going to expect your first batter to get you, 20 or 30 runs. But apparently, I'm not very good at cricket. But we knew that already. So we'll just let this run for a while, and I'll bring you some updates as we go along. In other news, I've been drinking nice tea. And it's extra delicious. And I've also been messing around with the CDC 6500 that the LCM finally got up and running, and it is online. That's right. Classic, beautiful computer. The 6500, designed by Seymour Cray himself. I feel so crazy right now, getting to log into this old beast. It's awesome. If you want this information, how to go about doing this, contact me or SMJ, or just look around hard enough. Maybe you'll find out all about it. But yes, this old CDC 6500 was decommissioned poorly. I remember SMJ telling me this story months or even over a year ago, that when the original owners decided to, you know, take the old 6500 out of use, They didn't do so in a very kind manner. They just started cutting wire harnesses and yanking stuff out. And so all the guys at the Living Computer Museum had a heck of a time putting it back together. Somebody had to make a whole bunch of new wiring harnesses, and I can't imagine that was very fun. And it took a long time, but now it's up and running. I cannot believe it. So I've been logging into this old beast and turning on the BASIC interpreter, and I've been writing stupid little programs in BASIC. You know, just printing my name out and watching my name go zipping across the screen and all kinds of stuff like that. I realize it's dumb and kind of old-fashioned, but man, this is cool. I love this cool old stuff, and I can't believe they got this thing running. Yeah, from what I was told, also, you know, the refrigeration unit was messed up. And so I think they had to pretty much rebuild that, and I can't imagine the difficulty there. You know, this old computer probably puts out enough heat to heat my house and a few other houses at the same time during the winter. And you can't even turn these things on without having a functioning cooling system, otherwise they melt. And nobody likes a melty computer. Remember that this is a computer that's pretty old. It's even older than me. And it is nothing like the computer that you're on right now. Still, I find it to be extraordinarily interesting. All right, let's check on the status of our cricket game. We're still in the first inning, meaning I'm up to bat. And it's the 14th over. 3 wickets are down, and I've got 102 runs. All right. So I'm 102 runs for 3 wickets. That's pretty good average. This might be a pretty good game for me. We'll see if Pippa can catch up. Oh. Also, this is unrelated to computers or cricket. But going back to my Rat Patrol game, last night I had just a great idea for creating like an oasis for the, you know, the playing board, for the game board, which is, you know, just a table with stuff on it. And I was thinking, okay, what you do is you get a bucket of sand, of wet, damp sand, and you do basically sand casting, but with epoxy, basically, you know, Envirotex type acrylic casting resin. Epoxy is epoxy. So what I was thinking about doing is, you know, getting the bucket of wet sand and then make depressions in it where there's like a couple little hills and then a shallow depression around a central pool where, you know, the actual water will be in the finished model. So then you pour, you know, your epoxy into this and let it harden. And after it cures, you pull it out of the sand. And so then you'll have, you know, this little mound and then like a ring of sand that you can then place on some wax paper and pour some more resin into where the ring is. And that's, let that cure, and that'll be the actual water. You know, it won't flow out of the sand borders. And then when that cures, you can just pick it right up and it's all one piece. Add some trees to it or some brush. Ugh. Thought of that right as I was falling asleep and just congratulated myself for being brilliant. So now all I need to do is get a bucket of wet sand. I've got some casting acrylic, but what I really need is some chinchilla sand because it's real nice and fine, and I'll do it with that. Oh, that's just a great idea. I also need to build a few more models. I might have to make some kind of base for the Rat Patrol, a couple tents. I don't know, maybe a Quonset hut. I don't know. And maybe some objective markers. Now, objective markers in these types of games usually refer to some kind of piece that is indicative of the goal. So if the scenario calls for the Rat Patrol to blow up a fuel dump, I'll need a fuel dump. So I'm going to have to build some tiny little jerry cans and stack them up and cover them up with a camouflage net or something like that. And this will be tiny. You know, this model will fit on top of a quarter. You know, I was talking before about this is a game of tanks versus jeeps, right? Well, to get an idea of the scale of this game. Each tank is less than an inch long. It's about 3/4 to 7/8 of an inch long. And if you're the metric guy, what that means is we're talking, 15 to 20 millimeters long. The Jeeps are only about 4 or 5 millimeters wide by 7 or 10 millimeters long. These are tiny. You can barely pick them up. You got to get some of those padded tweezers. Oh, and look at this. This is an update on the official How's That game. I'm done. It's not so good. I went down. Some of my last batters were not very good. I only have a total of 160 runs. And so now Pippa is batting in the second over. She's got one wicket down, one out, for 15 runs. So she is chasing after me. Uh-oh, here's another appeal. No ball. That's one run for her, plus a free hit. You don't have to know the rules to cricket to really understand this game. I mean, because you're not really that involved. You're just sort of listening to the results. That's why I only need your name, and you two can play. Oh, let's see, where is she at now? She's up to 33 runs, doing pretty good. 160 is not so great for this game. I have a feeling that I'm going to lose to Pippa here in the official game of the Dubious How's That Committee Tournament. I should also probably say at this point that if you need some kind of custom war game built to your specifications, go ahead and drop me a line. I will design games for money, and I can provide rules, pieces, game boards, and everything else you could possibly ever want. So, get a hold of me. All right, now we got to go to an update on the How's That game. If you'll remember correctly, Pippa is up to bat. She's chasing 160 runs, meaning I have 160 points. She's got to do better than that. The game, the 19th over, has just started. Pippa has 5 wickets down, meaning 5 out of 10 outs. She has 147 runs. Oh man, she just hit another boundary 4. She's got 151, chasing 160. She's got 151 runs, 5 outs remaining, and she's going to 160. Oh, and there's a wicket, goes down. She gets stumped on the run, but still. Oh, there's another appeal. Oh, not out. All right, over 20.3. another appeal. How's that then? Leg before wicket, another wicket, goes down. She still has 151 runs. She only needs 10 runs to win, but she's only got 3 outs left. Here's another appeal. The ball was caught in the air. Oh, it's gonna be a close one. There's one run. She finally got a hit, and there's no run. Oh, is she gonna do it? She's got 2 outs to go. Oh, she just hit a 4. She's got 156, chasing 160. Boom, and she hits a boundary 6. Final results. Tobe, total runs, 160. Pippa, total runs, 162. Pippa wins by 2 wickets. All right, so Pippa continues on, and I move to the loser's bracket of the Dubious How's That Committee. My name's Tobe. You've been listening to Dubious How's That Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My time is, however, expired, and I have to leave. Tune in tomorrow, etc., etc. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Mm-hmm.